So you're sad that you're not in South Korea right now?
It's a different perspective. You know, seeing the red, white, and blue and the flag fly, I miss that a little bit. But I tell you what, it's been great cheering on Team USA these past couple days.
You made a conscious decision not to return because I guess you could have. Why did you decide not to go?
Well, I had to take some time off after Sochi. Wanted to give my body a break physically and mentally. And the goal was to go back and make another run at a medal. But last May 6, 2017, my teammate, one of the drivers on the bobsled team, passed away at 37 years old in the Olympic Training Center. And so, Amy, at that point, I had to reevaluate some things, and now it didn't make sense anymore.
So you open an insurance agency, you live in McKinney now, and you've written this new book called Push, Breaking Through the Barriers. And I would imagine it talks about the school of hard knocks, I guess, that you went to a little bit.
That's right. You know, when you grow up in Texas, you don't think bobsled. You think football if you play sport. And I was fortunate enough to get to the NFL. But I kept getting cut, and I lost my dream. And then at age 30, to become a United States Olympian, right, and wear the red, white, and blue. And so I wrote this book about breaking through the barriers to help people break through their barriers in their life. And so I kind of walk through my story growing up in Texas, over at the University of North Texas where I went to college, and then what I faced to finally make an Olympic team. And so I really think that people are going to really enjoy this book.
You not only, knock down barriers in your career, but also you literally knocked down a bathroom door in Sochi.
That's right. Who knew a door would create that much excitement? Had I known that, I would have kept some of that broken door in Russia. But yeah, can you believe that you break down a bathroom door in the Olympics and it just goes crazy?
I mean, that I guess it was tweeted and it went viral and millions of people saw it, and it literally opened new doors for you.
It really did. It outside of winning an Olympic medal, that was probably the next best thing that could have happened because it's given me a platform to go around, speak. I speak all across the country to corporations, to different businesses, schools, nonprofits on how to think like an Olympian.
So who's the new driver if the previous driver passed away, and how does the team look this year?
Well, we've got a couple. Cody Baskew, he's a younger guy out of upstate New York. He took the number one seed, so he's USA 1. We've got Nick Cunningham, my old teammate from Sochi. He's USA 2. And then we've got another one of my teammates from Sochi who moved over from being a push athlete to the driver's seat, Justin Olsen. And so he wraps up USA 3. And we look good. You know, the beauty about competition is that every race is a new race. And what everybody likes about an Olympic race is that there's really no home field advantage. And so it's really up to who's going to bring their A game on race day to win that medal.